Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Heather is back from the Great White North, I think. Hello. Is it snowing right now?
No, it's actually like beautiful.
Lovely.
And we won't talk about the weather though.
Why not? And then Jenny's here. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
You should call her Miss Frizzle tonight.
Miss Frizzle. Mm-hmm. We can talk about the weather, but we really should probably save it for Sunday.
That's totally fine. We can do that.
Sunday is our weather episode, the much anticipated weather episode.
So, funny story. Amanda and I interviewed Nalini Singh last night, and I was like, I said something about the weather and how we're not going to talk about it, but she totally brought it up.
Yeah, she brought it up because she's in New Zealand, so... Yeah. She's totally opposite. So yeah, we had a nice little weather conversation in the middle
and
of it.
It was delightful.
Hilarious.
Here's the thing. It's almost like y'all want to be Minnesotans because that's pretty much all anyone from Minnesota ever does. Oh, what about this weather? Literally today, like 7 people at work are like, oh, it's just beautiful outside. It's so gorgeous. And
Michael and I talk about the weather and what we want to eat for dinner. Other than that, I think we've just been together too long. There's nothing left for us to talk about but weather and what we want to eat for dinner. That's it.
And is that I don't know, what do you want?
Oh, at least 6 times back. Also, just so we're all clear, Jen Ellen is freaking out in the chat about Nalini Singh, or however you say
it. Nalini.
Nalini Singh.
And spoiler, we cried together, just so you know.
Amanda and her are now bonded forever.
Yeah. There were tears. It was, I did not, but.
I was like, Leah cried? Because I would like pay to see that.
Oh no, I cry all the time.
Leah's the one that cries at like frustration and anger, not because she's sad.
Like, I want
you want like actual cry?
Yeah.
True, like, emotion.
I don't, like, I cried when I met Brittany Reed. Like,
you did. And then you had a moment, and then you had another moment, and then you were like, moment.
I'm sure you'll experience it at some point, Jenny.
Okay, so tonight we are coming to you completely unscripted, and Mike's trying to tell us it's 9 o'clock, and we are still just gabbing along. So, in the spirit of this episode, we're just going to gab along. We have no set things that we actually plan to talk about. We have some ideas of things we want to bring up.
If we get to them.
If we get to them. I will say, Amanda is our threaditarian. Like, she is like, the authority of threads.
Did you coin that?
I just did. Thank you very much.
Maybe. It's a good one.
Threaditarian. She is our threads authoritarian there. Dear, what is happening on Threads this week?
People are a mess over there.
What are they messed about today?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think my threads are the same.
Janelle said Threads went wild today.
Some person, I did not see the actual thread because it had gotten taken down by the time I saw it. A reader who had gotten denied for the new Heather Francis book that's coming out this summer, the one about the tornado.
Yes,
I guess so. She got denied, but then it went on Read Now on NetGalley today. But if you've been denied, you can't get it on Read Now. Oh. And she lost her ever loving mind and just said she wasn't going to read it. She tagged the author.
Went like full throttle.
She went full like nuclear explosion on Threads and. Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing today.
Earlier this week, it was about Chelsea Cueto. Is that how you say her last name?
Carto.
Yeah. Carto.
Yeah. Carto.
She apparently over the weekend sent out the invites to her content team, and there was something like 600 people applied. Like it was an astronomical amount of people applied, and people were like, geez, can you tell me what I did wrong? Like constantly tagging her over the weekend. Like, why did I get denied? What did I do wrong? I don't use AI. My links all worked.
Turn off like all comments.
And then the same thing with her. People were like, well, I'm not going to read this at all then.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not going to read
it. I'm like, okay, nobody needs readers like you. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's why Tegan Hunter, like, she has it so you can't tag her in anything. Like, she has her, because she had so many issues after a couple of her releases, she just made it so you cannot tag her.
And a lot of authors do that now.
I think that authors should do that. Preserve preserve your mental health. You know, we know that there are certain authors that only want to be tagged in 5-star reviews and are very clear that that is all they want. And, you know, some of them are so vocal that they like shit on anyone that gives them a 3-star or 4-star review, which we all think 3 and 4-star are fine. I never tag authors because my reviews are not for them. My if I want to give an author feedback, they've paid me for it and it's in an email. It's not going to be in a public.
It's not a public space
setting. But, you know, like I think of Devney Perry. She's been very clear. She does not want to be tagged anything low below a 5-star. Then turn off your tags.
Yeah.
So it can't accidentally happen.
Yeah, and then I think she just ended up giving her PA the like control over that anyway. But also too, though, I mean, with the way the algorithm works, like, I mean, I get like the whole like don't tag, you know, doesn't want anything below a 3-star or whatever. That's ridiculous. But the way the algorithm works, like, it's feeding authors their own names, whether they've been tagged or not. Like that's the unfortunate part, especially on Threads.
Yeah.
Well, like, but that's why you have a designated like social media person, especially if you're that kind of person. And like some authors, like they look at that stuff and it just like gets like water on a duck's back.
And
like,
if you
it doesn't bother them.
If you don't want to see that stuff, make a secret Threads account that is not your pen name.
Yeah. Where you and can have your PA look at the rest.
Yeah. Speaking of Devney Perry, because I'm really curious what you guys think about this. So her book 2 and her Shield of Sparrow series came out yesterday. And over the weekend, she sent a newsletter and she took to Instagram and said to readers, I don't control who has the book. The deluxe edition is sold out. If you can find it, good for you. If you're getting it from Amazon, I do not control the condition in which it is shipped to you. Amazon doesn't care about the books like we care about the books. And also, sorry, indie bookstores, my publisher prioritized big box retailers because a lot of indies put in orders months ago and they were told from distribution early last week that there was no guarantee that they were going to get the deluxe edges, even though they had paid and ordered them when it opened 5 months ago. And so really, she kind of said, none of this is my problem. None of this is my fault. Sucks to be you. Sucks to suck. Which it isn't her fault. This is controlled by her publisher and their distribution and how they handle it. I but just feel like that was really tacky to your readers.
Yeah, that's still shitty. Like, whether or not, like, you have any choices in those decisions, you do not say, well, sucks to be you.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't literally say sucks to be you, but that's
she alluded to it.
You know, and I think she's one of those authors that has not enjoyed her trad pub.
No,
and this is been pretty.
And this was a weird release. All around, it was just weird.
Well, she came out. Did you see that a couple months ago where she came out and said for book 2 and book 3, she has zero plans for signings, zero plans for a tour. She will not be promoting this book anywhere.
Yeah, I did.
Maybe she's and trying to get them to drop her.
It's 100% what I think she's doing because she bought back her Edens from Entangled, which is the people that own Red Tower. And this is me speculating. I do not know this for fact. But you can tell based on the way she's saying things and presenting things, she is not pleased with being a trad author.
Well, and
she's not doing anything illegal, but
no. Well, but, and she's not saying anything. Like, she's not giving anything away, but it's like how she presents. But the thing is, they're spending a lot of money on some stuff and not a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
It didn't even go to NetGalley.
But it didn't go to NetGalley last time. If you remember,
Okay, they sent me the widget because I couldn't, it was like the print was so tight. I could barely see it.
And I could have asked Entangled, you know, because this is something else I thought we'd talk about is NetGalley because of all the people going wacky about NetGalley.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that
I miss a lot when I have a job.
She's like, get rid of the job.
I don't have these problems.
I'm like 4 days clean on NetGalley.
Look at you. I was not on NetGalley today because I was going to request that book, but I couldn't find it. So I just moved on and didn't request anything. The weather book. I didn't see it. So
Oh, it's up. I think it's still up right now, I think.
I didn't see it. It
I don't
wasn't
think she was
easily
looking for
found.
the right
Well, that's
things.
fine. That's fine. I have it.
She's
Just
like
Oh,
when
I
I
wonder if I
tell my
have it
kid to
yet.
look for fries and he's like, yep, I look.
Oh yeah, it's like the front like row thing. Like if it's
Yeah.
not in the very front, it's not to be seen.
Yes.
You have to slide the milk over and it's like a whole other world.
It's not, yeah.
You know, one of the privileges we get for doing the podcast is publishers are in our emails. We talk about this all the time. They're in our emails saying, hey, you know, can we offer you this book? Here's a widget. You can go to NetGalley, grab this book. And so, you know, if we had wanted to read book two for Devney, I could have emailed the team at Entangled and said, hey, could we please have a digital review copy? And
That's right. I forgot the first one. For some reason, I thought the first one went, but that's just we just got the
we
widget.
just
I
got
forgot
it
about
just
that.
because, you know, that's the bonus of being media for our position and for what we do. That's just one of the few perks that, and Leah likes to get book mail.
Hey, they offer it.
And you never say no.
I don't always say yes, though.
How many days clean are you on
Not no.
requests? I actually have not asked for a book for probably 2 weeks.
What book came in the mail yesterday?
I didn't get anything in the mail yesterday. The
Didn't the
one I
Nikki
posted,
St. Crow? Oh.
I've had it for a little bit.
Okay.
But seriously, did you see that thing? It's gorgeous.
It
It
is
is
gorgeous.
gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. I'm not
I need to
discounting
look
it.
now. I didn't see it.
Oh, it's so pretty. It's and like the dust cover is really nice, but then the actual hardcover has like emerald like inlay, and it's like a tornado because it's
Yeah.
a Wizard
Wizard
of
of the
Oz
Oz
retelling.
Wizard of Oz retelling. It's real
Oh.
pretty, and it has a map. Honestly, people, if you this is a really nice map
Yeah.
too. So if you like a map, but the edges are real pretty, and it's going to be a three book series, and the edges match up. So I will be either
Oh,
buying or
nice.
requesting all three of those, like the other two, because it's real pretty. Because it's like the Emerald City, like
Yeah.
The first book ends in a massive cliffhanger. Fair warning.
yes. Hence the trilogy. Like I
Yep.
know this going in, and so
But
like,
I mean, you know, I was like, oh, it could just kind of like end
oh
and you
it.
think it's no, it's like a it's a big cliffhanger.
Yeah,
I was like,
I have the
what?
audio. I have not gotten to it yet, which it is coming out soon, and
Jen
I'm
Ellen says
behind.
she saw someone say they won't read a book with a map,
Well,
versus
we
all of
cannot be
us are
friends with
like, if there's
them.
a map, can we read
We're in.
it?
I mean, seriously, who
What's
are
wrong with
you?
people?
Heather, that question,
I mean,
there's so many.
have you looked
I'm
outside
so
lately?
tired of people. I like thought about how people just ruined my day.
Well, okay, so ruining
Amanda
your
looked. Did you see her face? She's like, yes, people ruined my day too.
everybody ruining your day. Apparently, Amazon is out to ruin everybody's life because
Why?
they decided to discontinue 13 and 14-year-old Kindles.
Well,
They
but
will be
here's the
bricked.
thing.
Exactly.
So that's probably is the point where they don't accept the updates anymore. Because like the iPhones, like for Apple, like you can keep them for a really long time, but at a certain point, they can't accept the programming updates.
Well, and I think if you go in and download all the books into your Kindle and still charge it, it will still work. Just
Yeah,
you
you
won't
just
be
get
able,
new
you
ones.
can't get the new ones. And like if like a book updates, because every once in a while, like authors like update back matter and stuff, and like most
The
people
thing
have that
is
stuff on auto update, but like
when they discontinued like the bag phone or the flip phone or
oh,
the
phone.
Kicks, who had Kicks?
I didn't have a Kick, but
I
we
didn't
my sister
either.
had one of the bags, and I had one of those like big chunky flip phones where only the bottom half flipped open,
Yeah.
and you
But
had to put the antenna up.
anybody take to the streets and cry and complain that the creators Nokia was out to get me and it's some kind of conspiracy? Jenny, did you protest when they took away your slide,
Oh,
your Motorola
how'd you know
slide?
I had the
I've seen you
Samsung?
text. I've seen you
Yes,
text. I know you had a slide.
I did. I did. No, I actually
Senior
had a very
text.
early smartphone.
But did you take to the streets in protest when
No, I
they
didn't
stopped
care. I
supporting
did
it?
not
I
care
just
at
that
all.
one phone where it like spun out.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Rory
I'm
Gilmore had
impressed,
one of
Juke,
those.
that
Yeah, that was the Juke.
that old, like
I
still, like
know.
mine
That's
just
what I'm saying.
died.
Like, if
Well,
you
but
have
I,
a 14-year-old Kindle and
you're
it still
not
works,
reading a
you
lot on
obviously
that
are not
Kindle.
using it frequently.
Michael's question was, has the battery expanded and do you have to have it plugged in for, because there's no way that battery is holding a charge.
Like my battery
Right?
doesn't charge to 100% anymore. Like I, it stops at like 98. Like
Yeah,
that's
I don't know
how.
how they still have one. My old one that's probably like that I kept just because I kept it. I think it was like a 2012. Like you can't even see the e-ink on it anymore. Like they won't even take it as a trade-in. Like that's my old one and I just never got rid of it. But you can't even like you open it and it's like you could barely see it.
I
Like I
think
do not know how these people have 15-year-old candles that still work.
I have one from 2018 that I just gifted to my friend Morgan because hers died. And I was like, it's kind of laggy. And she's like, this is great. I'm like,
I mean,
great.
it works, so that
Yeah,
in
I have to
itself.
look and see how old that my original
I
one
mean,
was,
mine
but it
isn't
was
that old because
like
my
it
other
doesn't
one,
work.
like mine, I had to get a new one because it died because I use it so much. Like I wear them out.
I
Yeah.
still have the first one though, with like the full keyboard on the
Those are the
bottom.
ones they're not supporting anymore, Jenny.
Well, they have stopped supporting those like a couple years ago. Like you couldn't update it anymore.
Jen Ellen said what it is they aren't, they had to keep separate files on that, like for the books or whatever. I don't
Because of the DRM
Oh,
files.
because the DRM. Yeah.
Which
I don't
one?
know, but it's people are
But that
it's
stupid.
technology. Like all technology, I mean,
I know.
honestly, technology is like out of date like a year or two after you have it. So it's like that old of a like a piece of like tech, like it's surprising it still is like working well.
Yeah.
Technology's like a car. As soon as you like
Oh, it
get
yeah.
a lot.
it just
Like
totally diminishes in
so
value
Michael
then.
was talking about trading in his Jeep and he was like, can we do this? I'm like, remember the last time we got a car is like it is like flushing money down the toilet. Like we have to have it. And it is a waste of money, but a waste we must have.
Yeah.
Right.
It is what it is. I don't know. I compared it to people. Nobody gets mad when the iPhone 4 stopped working
Yeah,
or
seriously.
Windows 10 is no longer
Yeah.
supported. But Jen Ellen just said
Janelle,
her
yeah, her
work
work.
computer is Windows 10, and she was informed that this summer, when they update her software, she will have to upgrade her computer to Windows 11. Listen, if we're going to sit here and complain about things, I want Windows 95 back.
Yep, I
I
want
was in
the old outlook.
control and I was so smart on Windows 95. I also want to get rid of the wobbly glass stupid icons on my new iPhone now.
Oh, I don't
Yes.
like the new
I hate
update.
that.
I don't like the
The
update.
glass thing, it's stupid. I don't
I
get it.
had to
Yeah.
like adjust my contrast. I looked online to figure out how to make it as the least impactful as possible
Well, and it
because it
depends on
bothers
what your
my eyes.
background is too.
Yeah.
'Cause on mine, like I have pictures of like my nieces and nephews with the kids, and Nora set it so like it switches every time my screen pops up. I don't know how she did it. It's very nice because it's like one set of like kids and then the other set of kids. But like the one corner, like the kids have like dark clothes, so I can see the buttons really easily.
Oh,
That's so
that's so
But the other side, not so much.
funny. Sometimes this makes me feel like a million years old when we talk about technology, you guys.
We are the old people now.
We
We
kind of
are.
are.
We
We
really
are all
are.
middle
Which
aged.
is really interesting. So we're talking about technology, and this is something I'm curious what you guys think. I was reading a Industry Insider article for publishing earlier. It was either end of last week or earlier this week, and publishing is prepping itself for the sale of paperbacks to decline, because they're going to have to start major increases on paperbacks due to fuel costs, printing costs, import costs. Like we're now, it's coming to a bottleneck. And so a lot of publishers have abandoned their digital forward programming. Like we used to have Carina Press, where it was a digital forward label, and you had to meet so many certain sales in order to get your paperback print. And we had things like Love Swept that was digital forward only, and then it closed, especially, it closed by 2018, 2019, as we were seeing this upswing in paperbacks. And so I'm curious, do you think that there will be in the next 5 years a decline in romance readers buying paperbacks. Especially if they go up to, like, right now, I think the cheapest paperback we can get is like $14.99. If the cheapest we can get is $20.
I feel like they were just $10, you guys. Were they not?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they were just $10.
Like a $10.99, $12.99.
I feel like when I went to the first, like my first signing in Vegas, pretty much everyone was selling their books for like $10. Because I was like, oh, it's $10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're not $10 anymore.
Mm-hmm. They're not. They're not.
They're like no, I'm more, looking more at like I'm 20. Looking at Spring Fever because that's next week's book, and I was just making sure I had it on my Kindle. And the paperback of that is $14.27.
Yeah.
Well, that's the sale price too, because if it doesn't end in a nine, it's a sale price.
I remember when Heather and I read 40 Love by Olivia Dade, the paperback was $10.99.
Yeah.
The ebook was $12.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Heather was like, I'm just buying the paperback. It's way cheaper than the ebook.
Well, because because even like some trads, like the ebook is like $9.99 and the paperback is like $11.99.
Yeah.
Like it's rare that the ebook is more expensive, but they're usually only a couple dollars difference.
Yeah. I think that's changed now. I think the gap between those trad ebooks and the trad paperbacks is probably at least $3 or $4 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think paperback sales will still be as robust, or do you think we're going to start to see the decline? I will say personally, I'm getting way more picky. I used to see pretty edges and I'd grab it and think, oh, this is so pretty, I'm going to grab this.
Yeah.
I'm getting way more picky with what books I'm picking up, just because I got to make money stretch longer, you know?
Well, because I don't know about you, but your grocery bill has expanded because the number of people.
Right.
But like my number of people has not changed, but my grocery bill has went up again.
Well, in Ohio, the electric is insane and out of control and, you know, XYZ.
I mean, wonder why, but we won't go there.
We're not going to go there, but I'm getting much more picky about, you know, what books am I picking up? Now, there are some series I'm completing. Like, you know, I had bought all the Jessica Peterson ones with the cowboy edges. I'm going to complete that series. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I used to have almost every new release Tuesday, a new book coming from somewhere. I'd bought it somewhere, or I bought the Barnes & Noble, the Target, and the Walmart editions all to come on release. Now,
But I think part of it, too, is there's so many special editions and there's so many this and there's so many that, and it's like, I mean, there are some books that we all know that we will, it doesn't matter how many editions they come out with, we will buy it, but there's so many for so many books that like people can't keep up with it.
Remember when we used to, like it feels like a couple years ago we used to talk about how there were so many special editions and like all. And I feel like it's worse.
It's so much worse.
You can't keep up. And it's gotten to the point where even if there's so many offered, I can't keep them straight. Yeah. But then there's also the situation where financially I can't keep up with that. Like, you know.
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see. I think publishing will spend it as, like, they're going to be making the same amount of money.
Sure.
But they're not going to be selling as many units.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
So it will look positive to them, but we're the ones that are going to get screwed.
But the other piece is there comes a point where it's like, how many trophy books do I need to have? Like, these are sitting on the shelf. They're not being read. They're taking up that like space in our homes. Do we really need to have this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're not.
I mean, I'm trying not to buy stuff unless I'm already in love with it or it's like something I know that I'm going to read. Like if it's a continuation of a series or, you know, an author that's like an auto buy for me. But I'm trying really hard not to do anything that I don't already know that I'm going to read.
Well, Britt, my friend that owns the bookstore here in town, she is having a buyback day at the end of the month for store credit, she's going to buy back books, and she's not offering like retail on these things.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like $5, $3 or whatever. And she's like, Do you even want to talk about it? Because over the weekend, I went looking. I knew that I had two signed copies of Left of Forever that I had ordered. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the girls, Kara, that works at the bookstore with me. It was her birthday. And we were celebrating Saturday night. And I was like, she loves Tara DeWitt. Like, loves, loves, loves. And I'm like, oh, I'd really like to gift her one of my signed copies. Because I don't need two, right? Don't need two. Start pulling the tubs out from under my bed. You guys, there are six tubs of books under my bed that are full. And there's this lovely stack behind me.
Did you buy anyone at Lowe's when you went yesterday?
I didn't go to Lowe's. Mike went by himself.
Oh.
He went on his own. So, no, but I'll get one. And then, like, there's books over here and book mail came and, yeah.
I brought a bog bag full of books. Because people were going on spring break and they were going on vacation at work and like they love reading. And yeah. I'm like, I have all these books. Like they're not being read. I brought them and they just like, they're like, how much do you want for these? I'm like, can you just take them? And when you're done, put them a little free library. Yep.
Yeah.
Pass them on to someone else. Yeah. I'm like, they just need to be read.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And I'm all for it. I'm excited because I am going to go through some of these that I have duplicates of that I do not need duplicates of. And if it bolsters, you know, some sales for Brit, I love the bookstore. But that's something else I've seen on Threads, Amanda. Bookstores are, some of these romance bookstores are really struggling.
Yeah.
And then I read an article that there are two romance bookstores popping up in Pittsburgh that are literally down the street from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're popping up everywhere, but everybody's having a hard time. So yeah. I don't know if it's still just people not aware of the issues.
I mean,
or like
knock
if
on
it's just
wood,
been in the works.
Knock on wood, Brit is doing very well, but there is not
another
bookstore
yeah.
in town. And the closest romance only bookstore is in Ann Arbor, or there might be one in Dayton now. So like this area, yeah. she's pretty good and covered because there isn't even a romance bookshop in Toledo, at least not of yet. So, you know, and she's pulling people even in from Sandusky and Tiffin and other, you know, areas.
That's the thing. Like she's very travel, like friendly for a lot of like outlying areas.
So she's doing okay, but I mean, I've seen the girl in Saskatchewan, her bookstore. She's crying daily about how expensive things are. She doesn't think she can keep her doors open. We've seen Steamy Lit have to have like six GoFundMe.
Wow, but that's a whole other.
We're not going to touch that one. But I'm just saying they had to close a store and then they've had GoFundMes. And I saw somewhere else, one in New Jersey. I was doing some research on bookstores for a client, and one in New Jersey was like, the month of April is their last month. They'll be closing their doors.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is.
It's a tough market.
I mean, and especially like you said, now with the cost of these paperbacks going up and.
Well, and Ingram,
which it's hard.
Everybody talks about the evils of Amazon, you guys. Yeah. Nobody Ingram talks about the evils of Ingram Sparks.
Ingram is worse than Amazon.
And it takes advantage of indie authors more than people realize.
And I wrote a whole like research paper about indie authors getting into libraries and how Ingram Sparks is pretty much the only way they could do that. At the time, that was the only way they could do it.
It's really...
And it is very predatory.
It is so predatory. And now digitally, they can use Draft to Digital to get their ebooks into the library systems. But
yeah, when I wrote my paper, that was not the case.
Yeah, but physical paperbacks or hardbacks into library system, absolutely. And Ingram is horrible. And we've all seen Pencole. I think it was it last year or the year before? I don't remember. It was when Threads was open. She mentioned that she had a $600,000 bill or 60,000. Like there was a lot of zeros and a six of a bill with Ingram because she had had some of her old indie books on there and she had allowed returns.
Yeah.
And when, so if a bookstore buys your book, if you're an indie author and you've put it up on Ingram, if the bookstore buys your books, you can either allow returns or not allow returns. If you allow returns, then you can either have them destroy the book or at your cost, have them ship it to you. And if the indie bookstore returns the book, Ingram charges the author the full retail amount, not what the bookstore paid and not minus Ingram's profit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a racket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if the book is to the bookseller is $10 with all their discounts and stuff, Ingram takes 54%. The rest goes to the author. But if it's returned from that bookseller, which they only paid $10 for, they charge the author $20.
Yeah.
And do not give back the money Ingram had.
And around the same time, like Candy Steiner had something similar happen. Hers was not the large amount that Penn Cole's was, but it was still like that kind of situation. And so she paid to have them. She paid what it cost, you know, at retail cost. Then she paid to have them shipped to her just so that she could offer them to her readers on her own like site, just to, so they weren't destroyed.
Yeah.
So she took like a hit and offered them to readers at like a really deep discount just so she could get them in her readers' hands.
Yeah.
Well, and it recoups some of
it a recoups little at bit. Least a little bit.
A but, you tiny know, bit. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But then it's like, you know, then you're the time, the labor, the, you know, it's just, but yeah, what are you going to do? It's terrible. It's super predatory.
Yeah, it's just really, and people just don't talk about it. You know, we're quick, and the people that own Ingram are billionaires. They are incredibly wealthy family. They're very
they have such a monopoly.
Yeah, they have a monopoly, and they are very integrated in the, is it ILBP? Is that what it is? The Duggar Church stuff, the Bill Gothard.
Oh,
they're a big Bill Gothard following family. So, I mean, you're talking like three different evils here. So, I mean, again, Amazon doesn't feel so evil, right? Because
I mean, it's one of the evils, right?
Yeah, right.
There, it's
nothing. It is a lesser of the two evils there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I came across a girl the other day on TikTok who was sharing with people how to return their audiobooks on Audible.
Oh, no, that's always nice. We don't do
that. I'm just like, people, freaking stop it. Stop it. It's just.
I will say, is today the last day for Audible's big sale?
I think today is the last day for Audible's big sale.
I bought a bunch.
Did you guys?
I did take advantage.
I did not.
I did. I'm actually looking at my cart right now.
I also had credits and like a gift card, so yeah, I used up a bunch of that.
Some
like
credits too.
So,
but there were a couple books.
$75. Like how? I mean, like
yeah.
Well, there was a couple. Like I think I got a couple of like $215.
Yeah.
I am. I'm trying to support Libra FM when I can. I've been wanting to try that. Well, you know, you can pick your designated indie bookstore. So money goes back into the indie and, you know.
I've been doing a lot of paperbacks through the bookshop.org for that, like pre-orders.
Well, and I've been creating a Genius link for a client, and their books are available both e and paperback on bookshop.org and I've added it to their list in the Genius link too, just because you know, why not use them? Why not support them? Okay.
If I can buy from a little bookstore, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As much as possible.
Mm-hmm. The pain of shipping does kill me a little bit.
A little bit, just a little bit.
I did two pre-orders with Love Sweet Arrow today.
Well, and
but they do package them better, you guys.
They do. Wait, what pre-orders did we do at Love Sweet Arrow? Because did I miss one?
Grim Tidings, just like right before we got on here.
Oh, but is the new Olivia Dade up?
I didn't see that yet. I don't think so.
I need to send them an email.
They just put the Grim Tidings, and what else did I get?
I have multiple versions. I had of Brit. Good Spirits.
So. Oh, like the Lainey Hatcher one. The Sprayed Edges.
Yeah. I had
those were pretty.
I had Brit order the indie version of Score by Kennedy Ryan.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm a little obsessed. I mean, I love Real. And Brit's like, I knew you were gonna come knocking for that one. I'm like, yeah, friend, I am.
You might need to send me the Lainey Hatcher one.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's real pretty.
Heather's like, because I'm buying.
Yes, you do. It
Okay.
goes to a small business.
Yeah.
Stacy said she thinks it up, but no info on the special dust cover
I don't
yet.
need the info on the special dust cover. I just need to have that book and know that I might be getting a special dust cover.
I need the special dust cover.
Yeah, I keep like they usually send it out in their newsletter.
Can I say though, when I brought that box of books up, somehow it got messed up and I had to like basically center it and then stack things on it to flatten it back out.
What are you talking about?
My Olivia Dade book got messed up in
Oh,
the move. I
damn
was
it.
so mad.
I actually just realized I have two copies of Second Chance Romance with the dust
You
cover.
bought because you bought three.
Because I
You
bought
bought two, but
three.
I had already bought one.
Oh, was
So
that
you
what it
didn't
was?
have
But
one to
didn't you
give to
do that with
me.
Zombie
I
too?
did. Oh, Zombie. Multiple copies of
But she
Zombie.
gave
Like,
me
the
one of
Zomb
those because
rom-com. I couldn't
I
think of the
hadn't
name
ordered
of it.
it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, wait, why do I
Well, I
have that
didn't
book
do
here?
Second Chance Romance.
I have so many. I have a problem. My name is Becky. I have a problem. Okay, speaking of problems, and Jenny says we covered this at a book club, and I do vaguely remember it, but it came across my Facebook timeline yesterday, and I feel like we need to revisit it. And that is why is there fourth wing nights in baseball? There are no dragons in baseball. If
Why
there
are
were
there fourth wing
dragons
nights in hockey, though, too?
in baseball, I would
They
go
did
to a
tennis
baseball
as
game.
well. Oh, they did tennis too?
I mean, can we do pickleball, dragon, fourth
I
wing at
mean,
pickleball?
pickleball would make more
Pickleball. The
sense.
pickleball
Pickleball is out of control,
is
people.
ridiculous.
It's.
But yeah, like
I don't understand that.
the fourth wing night, it's $78 for the ticket up in Detroit for the Tigers. They're nosebleed seats, and the only thing you get is a signed book plate.
What is the Tigers' record like this year?
I don't know. I don't go
I
sports.
almost
Feel
feel
like
Detroit. Like, I don't.
Actually, the stadium area is very nice, and there's some really good Greek food down there because that's like the
Ooh.
Greek town is down, by the stadiums and
Yeah,
stuff. And
I go
everyone
to
talks about how good
concerts
the
down
food
there,
is
but
down there, but
I don't think I could go to a Twins game for some. Maybe I'm wrong, but for sure you can't go to a Wild game.
oh, for
Like, even
$78.
before they were winning, like, tickets are so expensive.
Yeah.
The
It's
Pirates games aren't, I mean, they're not horrid, but
Well, and
they're not
S
great either.
Susie brings up the Toledo while I did a Peanuts and a Crayola night. So the tie-in to those nights are sponsored nights. And they have special jerseys because they've done Princess Night, they did Superhero Night. And I mean, to be honest, for like a walleye game, it gets people's butts in the seats.
Well, and so if it was just like one thing, like in Denver, like or Colorado, I don't think it would bug me as much because Rebecca lives in Colorado, but it's like the Pens had a fourth wing night. Like, why are the Lions having or the Tigers having a fourth wing night? Like, if she's doing something in Colorado, that's one thing, but she's not even going to be at most of these games,
No, and
right?
it's every MLB. I mean, and obviously it's great money for Rebecca. They had to license that. I mean,
Yeah.
sort of to Rebecca because it comes down to her publisher,
Yeah.
merchandise, and
It
licensing.
filters through, but
Yeah.
Jen Allen said football got Taylor Swift. The other sports are trying to find narrative.
And I know Heather hated the name Boy Aquarium, but have you heard the name for the baseball stadiums?
Tell us, because
The Boy Garden.
I don't.
I was at the
I
Boy
feel a
Garden on
little bit
Friday.
more. I feel more comfortable objectifying the pro hockey, especially U.S. players, because of the Olympics. I'm still angry at them. Like I literally have not watched hockey since the Olympics, if unless it's the PWHL.
No.
Or
Also, speaking of the PWHL, did you see that they sold out
what?
Madison Square Garden?
That's
Like,
exciting.
I'm so happy
It
for
was
them.
That's very exciting
Huge.
for them.
It was so exciting.
There are so many amazing P I feel like I have to plug it. There are so many amazing PWHL players, and they do an amazing job on Instagram. Like, look them up. Like,
Yeah.
there's a set of goalies for the Sirens, and they're just so great. I love them. They wear like Old Navy clothes and they do their outfits of the day. Like they're just relatable.
Yeah.
Well, they're not getting paid millions, so they
I
have to be
know.
somewhat
And speaking
relatable.
of women's sports and not getting paid, does anyone watch Coach Jackie on TikTok or Instagram?
I've seen
She's
her. We'll
all
see her when she
about
comes
love
across.
women's
Yeah.
sports. Well, she was talking about the WNBA and the, because they were in contract negotiations, and the players' union brought in this female economist who had won the Nobel Prize in economy, in economics, for showing the different pay levels between men and women in corporate America. And they wanted her to come in and help them figure out how to give to these owners that, you know, women players should be making more than what they're making. And as it stood right now, their women players in the WNBA make like 10,000 times, these are not the right numbers. Find Coach Jackie. Like 10,000 times less than their male counterparts. And so under this woman coming in and helping the players' union and their negotiations, the women's basketball players got like an 800% pay raise,
Yeah,
which it's
it was
still not
amazing.
on par with what the men are making, but it's 800 times more than
Mean, the
what they're
men are
making.
making too much money.
Sure they
They
are.
are. I
Like,
mean, there's
ironically,
literally a pay gap. Like, that's so stupid.
ironically, the boy child and I were talking about this the other day, like how much money like professional athletes make. And it's like, it is not an easy thing to do to get to that level, but you do not need to be making $100 million in 5 years. Like, that's ridiculous. Because then it trickles down to the fact that normal people cannot afford to go and watch your sport.
Yeah, and most players are not making $100
No,
million, right? Like
most
they're,
are not.
and like the NHL. So like Nico Sturm plays for the Wild, and he's been traded around, but his fiance is a professional women's hockey player. And so Nico Sturm makes obviously a lot more money, and he's not the top earner
Yeah, he's
in the
like a
Minnesota
middle of the
Wild,
road
right?
guy.
And his fiance plays down in Boston, but she has to have another job and then play in the PWHL. And he talked about it, and he's like, it sucks. Like, she's a professional athlete. I'm a professional athlete. Like, we have to eat this. Like, he's like, and the pay gap is, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's enormous. I mean, in the same breath too, it's, if you're hurt, you're done. And a lot of these guys don't have managers. They don't have a secondary career. Most of the time, the ones that go on to do something else in the sport, like as an announcer or something, are those people who have already made the big bucks.
Have
And
the
so it's
name,
like
they have the longevity in the
when we talk
sport.
about it, when we talk about it, it's a handful of people. It's like not all of these players are in that same, situation. And it's even worse for women. So it's like,
Well, but my thing is like even the low salary is more than the average person's salary.
yeah, but you're looking at an average of,
but they maybe have
a
5 years of
finite
play.
number of years that they can play.
This is
And this,
true.
the other thing I find interesting, and I didn't know this until this last weekend with the women's, or the weekend before, with the women's Final Four, NCAA
Oh, March Madness, yeah.
March Madness. So male basketball players, they only have to play 1 year of college and then they can enter the NBA draft, right? Women, they have to play all 4 years of college before they're allowed to enter the WNBA draft. What fuckery is that? They have just as much risk of being hurt as a male player. Like, let them
And
choose what
just
they
a
want to
lot of them
do,
are just as talented.
if not
Well,
more
I mean,
so.
that's another thing they need to negotiate with their players association. Like it's, yeah.
100%.
No, I had no idea. I just assumed it was the same, that you had to play 1 year of college, male or female. Like, I didn't realize that the rules were not the same. I
No, the
also
rules aren't the
the
same.
same.
The only bonus that came out of the douchebag USA hockey players is that it is highlighting more on women's sports. And I think that people are actually talking about women's sports more, and we're looking into it, and we're asking questions, and we're celebrating what great athletes they are.
Yeah.
And
For
so
sure.
hopefully guys can stop being douchebags.
And that's why I love like Coach Jackie, because she brings this stuff up and it's really digestible. It's quick, it's easy. It's 3 minutes on TikTok, but I've learned so much. And, you know, I don't know.
And she deals in facts, though, too. I think that's the big thing. It's not emo.
She's
I
a
mean, there is
really
some
great
emotion
storyteller,
to it,
though. Also, I
but
just
she's
learned
factual.
she just left her job. So previously, she worked for PBS Kids.
Oh,
Like,
really?
while for the last 5 year or last 3 years, she's worked for PBS Kids. She graduated from LSU. She hates the girls' basketball coach at LSU, like Kim Mularkey. Is that how you say her last name?
Yeah, I
I
think
think
so.
so,
She
yeah.
wears wild outfits. Her outfits
Oh,
are
gosh.
And she loves to scream.
wild.
She's a
Yeah.
screamer, yeah. She's a
Coach
screamer.
Jackie hates her. But she graduated from there and then took a job at PBS Kids. And she just left PBS Kids to do her women's sports full time. But I was
Well,
like,
that's exciting that she's
yeah.
making enough to do it full
Oh, yeah.
time.
But
Good
the
for
fact
her.
that she's such a great storyteller and previously also worked for PBS Kids, things make sense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
If you do
Makes
want
dislike
some
her even
cute
more.
women's sports or like snarky t-shirts, there's a female hockey fan. She does double hockey sticks with an X. She has super cute stuff.
Oh, cute.
And check her out. She's funny. She's awesome.
I'm all for it. Okay, so what else is going on in the book world? We got about 15 minutes before I have to put Mike Burry to bed. Is there anything else we should be talking about? Is anyone reading anything phenomenal? Of course, well, Book of the Week this coming weekend, but or is there a book you can't wait? Also, when I was with my local friends on Saturday, they were talking about how they can't decide if they like Elsie Silver's new cover or not. And I made the
No.
mention of what Lindsay did about the cactus not being appropriate for a Canadian based. And now they're like, we hate it even more. I'm like, you're
That's
welcome.
funny.
But she took some, people were big mad today on Threads. Amanda, I don't know how you do it. Like, I had
I wasn't on there that much today. I didn't see anything other than that arc thing today.
another author was like, if you're going on a whole ass book tour and you have no people of color on the tour as your conversation partners, then you're not the ally you think you are. Except sometimes the author doesn't
You don't pick
control.
the author
You
doesn't
don't
always
get to pick.
pick. Right. Like Elsie Silver with Atria, it's influencers that are her conversational partners, and they were all picked by Atria.
Atria.
She didn't have any say in it. It was all done, like the influencers had to apply, and then, you know, the but like sometimes the authors don't have a choice in who they're
Yeah.
con and this was more like, I'm sorry, author that was upset about this. Do you have some sour grapes? Maybe if you stopped acting like a stupid know-it-all, people might like you and want to have a conversation with you. But that was me putting my petty pants on.
Petty pants are my favorite pants.
They're my favorite pants
I just
too.
like wish we could name drop because now I'm like, who's doing this?
She'll tell you after we're
I'll tell you
off. Okay.
afterwards. I just don't need it to go across the waves of the internets and, you know.
I hear you.
You know she'll spill that tea, just it has to be uncorded.
Unrecorded, redacted.
Jeez. Oh,
The Becky Files.
God.
Don't take it there.
Okay. Also, I think I said something in the last episode. I'm really angry at Sarah McLean. She keeps telling people to go collect the mass markets because there'll never be anything
Oh.
like them again. I really need her to shut the fuck up. And I mean that with my whole goddamn chest. And it's a big chest, people. I'm not a small chest lady, but I'm. Get your hands off my fucking mass markets. Leave them alone.
I'll
Anyway.
bring you a box when I come.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to find them.
Yeah.
My mother has like 10,000 in the old house attic. I'll bring them all to you. I'll bring you a couple of tubs to add to the under the
Great.
bed.
My bed's running out of space.
But the
Yeah,
mass
I was like, her
markets, you can
bed's
fit
only so
so
big.
many more in that
This is
tub.
true.
Yeah.
I mean, we did upgrade to a king size bed, so I
It's
mean,
true. You
there's a little
have
more
more
space.
space now. Just say the word and I'll fill the tubs.
So, I don't know. Do you guys have the neighborhood app, the neighborhood website stuff where like neighbors.
Oh, it's like
I got rid of that.
I need to get rid of that.
They keep emailing me asking me to join, and I'm like,
well,
no,
and
no.
Mine, like I kept don't unsubscribing, but apparently I was not unsubscribing to the right things, and so, but I have not had one in a long time.
I need to ditch it because the other night last week, some old freaking hag. Stop putting your quote romance books in free little libraries. They are not for that garbage.
It is next door.
They're for little kids. And was like going off. And I like had this whole thing. And then I'm just like, nope. Do not engage. Do not engage. And I didn't. I didn't engage. I didn't.
But you felt better after you typed it all
no,
out.
I'm still very angry about this.
Mm. Like, well, that's just.
Oh, I thought maybe she walked down there and just put a whole.
I was just going to say, I think that would make me put more in there.
Like, I want. Well, so I convinced
like the dirtiest
Michael.
Ones
he
you can
owes
find
me.
Too.
He owes me a free little library, right? Because it's been, what, 2 years? Yes. That. But he's building
you're never
one.
Getting that.
Well, just... he's building one for Sarah, our hairdresser, for her to have in the salon.
Well, that's okay. Better than
and
having
then
one where you
I want one and I'm going to put like the romance only your stupid idiot Jesus shit better not hit my that's going to be the name of my free little library. No Jesus shit free little library.
There's a romance only free little library in Hawaii and they have a Instagram account and it's so adorable.
Oh, that's cute.
I'll have to find it.
I
but they put in little like bookmarks and stickers yes. And they put together little packages and then they like have all but like and it's all romance. It's so great. I love it.
If you don't want romance in your free little library, that's fine. Put a sign on your free little library that says, please, this is for
like
specifically geared towards children.
Or like this is the age range for the library.
But do you know how many times
just
I open
like
a free little
any other library?
Janelle said put the naked book in it.
The booby fucking book.
Oh, yeah. Please don't.
I have two copies of that. Although it's
you don't
priceless,
have to read them.
You got the naked book on paperback?
Not the naked one off Amazon. I have the Joanna Lindsay where he is literally booby fucking.
I thought she was talking about.
I think Janelle was talking.
Amazon.
Oh, the
naked
man with
one.
The naked book. I haven't bought that one yet, but I can. I would. Oh, that would
I
be great.
I got
a
tennis package. Could you imagine? And Not Safe for Work cover. I've gotten a couple Not Safe for Work cover books of MM books. And you guys, they are. Whew,
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Well, and to be honest, like, nobody complains at the free little libraries of the people that slide in all their Jesus material. Do you know how jarring it is to, like, open your kid's trick-or-treat basket and there's Jesus shit in it? Damn it.
Oh,
give me
a
freaking Butterfinger.
Oh, I got one on the front door the other day.
Someone else was saying that, like, I refer to them as, like, the Jesus ninjas. Because one time I was having a garage sale, and I was straightening things up, and I turn around, and these people have a pamphlet, and they're like, can we tell you about our Savior Jesus? And I'm like, no, Jesus, no. No, Jesus. Because they were like, they came out of nowhere. Like, I was thought I was the only one in the garage for the garage sale. And then
it's like a whack-a-mole. They just pop out of nowhere.
They're like ninjas.
Almost got into a religion conversation with my mother-in-law on Easter. It was very hot. One of our godsons has a developmental disability. And the Catholic Church, we wanted them to be our oldest son's godson. And the Catholic Church wouldn't allow it. I, in my newborn haze, like, kind of rolled over and let it happen. Well, I'm pissed about it. And I kind of went after my mother. She's like, well, there's rules. And, like, they're arbitrary rules. Like, who makes them up? Like, if they're made up. And they're meant to discriminate.
Right. And there's other ways they could have done it. He could have had a joint godfather or joint godmother. It's so freaking stupid.
Luckily, Miles' dad is very savvy. And he's like, Heather, he knew I was newborn haze, whatever. He's like, we're going to work this out. He's like, we're going to be a God family. And we're just going to push the two boys up front in the middle of the ceremony. And they can't do anything. And the boys will be the godparents and whatever.
Yep.
So that's what we did.
Although I've been seeing on threads today, everyone saying that if the Pope will excommunicate J.D. Vance, they'll go back to the church. I will be Catholic or I will be Catholic again.
No, because
he just released it.
Threatened them. With
we
like,
threatened the Pope.
You better not come to the States. Pope.
Yeah. We're like threatening to like kidnap and kill him.
Do we also know that the Pope can legally vote in all elections here in the United States? He is still a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, also because J.D. Vance released a book this week about his conversion to Catholicism. So wouldn't it be really like...
After he killed the last Pope.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be poetic, though, for him to be excommunicated this week?
I feel like I have faith in the Pope.
Yeah.
The church that's on the cover of his book is like, we have nothing to do with this.
It's not even a Catholic church from
now. No, it's not.
That's the funny part.
It's not. Anyway, okay, well, he just makes me mad. Anybody, okay, so real quick, anybody reading anything exceptional that we all should be having on our TBRs? What you reading, Heather?
It's called the Penalty Box series, and it is by Ari Barron. Amanda actually sent it to me.
Oh, that one.
And Jenna, okay. Jenny a while back, and I just saw it. It is an MM hockey series, and they are very, like, emotional and gritty, and I feel like they read a lot, like he did, like the Game Changer series. So good.
Okay.
They're not quick reads though, you guys. Not quick.
I was doing a beta read today for an author. These people are horny.
I need that name.
It's Danica's new book coming up. I don't know if it's her next one coming. I think it might be her next one coming out. They are freaking horny. And I'm like, ma'am, because the last two she gave me were like kind of, well, the one was an accidental pregnancy, but the one before was like a slow burn. And I'm like, okay, I guess this is going to be the series of slow burns. No, ma'am. And Lindsay is going to like die over this book. It's a Vegas wedding.
Oh, nice.
They are hot for each other.
I do like a Vegas wedding.
I love a Vegas. Okay, just real quick and then we'll be done. What is it about Marriage of Convenience romances that you love so much? What is like the one thing in a Marriage of Convenience?
Yeah, it's not an easy out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and also too, it like forces them. It's almost like a not forced proximity, but it forces them to confront things early, kind of.
I mean, it is kind of a forced proximity though, because like they always end up living together. Like they live together because they like got married, and it's like,
I mean, they have to fake it or people.
I mean, they could move out, but it's like
that defeats the purpose of the marriage of convenience.
And rarely in a marriage of convenience do you have it where one character seems not to be having the growth or the character arc you really.
Yeah.
They seem to have a character arc together. So
it's like they're growing individually, but together at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like there's like, I feel like with Marriage and Convenience, there's a little bit more layer.
Yeah. Well, I was reading a craft article because, you know, I have some extra time this week on my hands, if you can't tell. I was reading a craft article and it was talking about how Marriage and Convenience is becoming a very easy trope to sell.
It's not easy to write, though.
It's not easy to write, but it's readers are migrating towards it. Why are they moving towards it so much? And what does it give readers that maybe the other big tropes aren't giving readers? And I really think it comes down to the yearning, to be honest, that emotional kick in the pants. You don't have to, the connection feels earned. They want to be together, but they have all of this messiness in the middle of it. Well, but you don't get the word "but" 50,000 times either, like friends to lovers.
Well, but it's also like, why is the marriage occurring? Like,
right.
What is like the dynamic part of the story that is making the Marriage of Convenience happen?
Well, and I think for like Jenny, Marriage of Convenience is probably a little easier for you to kind of get over some of your hangups on instant connection.
Definitely, because you have an emotional reason for
you're invested in this now. Yeah,
they also have to kind of make it work, right? Like, it's not, I think somebody had said that that's not an easy out. And so sometimes I think couples give up too fast in the books, you know, like they have a little squabble and they're like, oh, never mind. And it's like, well, no, you kind of got to stick it out.
And the third act breakup isn't really a third act breakup because they were technically never together. So it's a little bit more digestible of a third act breakup But you get that same emotional like kick in the gut that those of us that like third act breakup get.
Well, and it's like
the best of both worlds.
It really is.
It's also like in that though, it's like you see like they make that choice like to stay in that marriage, like the reasoning behind it.
And Jen Ellen just said that because in the end they choose to stay together or come back together. So anyway, it prompted me, we probably do for an episode about marriage of convenience.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done one.
So I just thought it was interesting that craft-wise, we're seeing that as a more like, you know, friends to lovers kind of had their moment. And now it seems to be marriage of convenience seems to be having.
For some of us, friends to lovers will never go away.
That's fine. I can take a nap too. Okay, so that's it for this episode of Pure Chaos or whatever it was. This was, I don't know, it was fun.
It was fun.
We'll be back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. right here on the YouTube channel and then live in your feeds afterwards. This week we are talking about
the weather.
It's our weather, much anticipated weather episode, this coming Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on the YouTube. And then next week, we will be here Wednesday night talking about Spring Fever, right?
Yes.
By Mary Kay Andrews.
Andrews. I haven't read one of her books in a hot minute.
She's a classic. Yeah, I went for classic with her because, I don't know, Hissy Fit is just one of those books that I still think about. Savannah Blue, like...
If I've ever read her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to read her a lot.
I probably have, but it's one of those things. But
you hadn't read a Nora Roberts before we read it for a sip.
No, I hadn't read a Nora Roberts. Yeah. I had read a J.D. Robb, not a Nora Roberts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mary Kay Andrews does a lot of like holiday romance too. Like she's got cute holiday
ones. She does. But she is wild over on Threads. So if you want a good time. I do enjoy
watching her on like the TikTok.
She does like a Thursday blast where she just hates on Trump.
Yeah, like she just hates on it.
Like
she's delightful.
She's this adorable little Southern grandma, but she hates on Thursdays.
Yep, she does. She goes to all these estate sales and she shows you her finds. She's adorable.
Love her. Anyway, thank you everyone for joining us. We appreciate all of you. Don't forget you can support us over on the Patreon for our $5 tier. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.